The lesson from St. James, chapter 5. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The person sitting next to you is a sinner, and so are you. As a gathering of Christians, we presume the person sitting next to you is also a saint, washed clean by the blood of Christ. We know that person's sins, whether they are a believer or not, are paid for by the death of Christ, and so are yours. Now, what greater thing can you wish for yourself than forgiveness of sins and eternal life? Is that also your wish for the person next to you, for your roommate, for your family? We come together in chapel and church to hear God's word. We know that God's word is powerful to create the universe. Jesus used his word to heal the sick, the deaf, the lame, the blind, and to raise the dead back to life again. God's word has the power to forgive sins, to give us faith, to give us eternal life. For the scripture says, "These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have everlasting life." That really explains the motto of Bethany Lutheran College. One thing is needful. Knowing and believing in Christ, our Savior, is the eternally essential thing. But what if your friend wanders from the truth? What if your friend stumbles into a terrible sin? What if that happens to you? Our text from James sets up this scenario. If any one of you wanders from the truth, you know your own temptations, and each of us has his or her own. Maybe your close friend strays from the truth and ends up in an unrepented, continual sin, whatever it may be. Here is where you can be a friend to that person. Help that person to keep focused, to come back to the truth, to keep focused and on the saving truth of God's word. Surely you will pray for that friend, even if they no longer want to be your friend. And according to your circumstances, whatever they may be, you can be a witness in a true and gentle but firm way. An attitude that says, "I'm better than you, I'm holier than you, you can't be forgiven for that," has no place. For Scripture says, "Let him who stands take heed lest he fall." Temptations are waiting for you and me too, for each of us, for all of us. Whether you are a new Christian and really eager for the faith, or whether if you've been a Christian and a believer for a long time, the devil, either way, will do his utmost to turn you away from God. Sometimes it's by telling you that God is okay with your sin. It isn't that big a deal. Or he'll cause you to think that you can't be forgiven because your sin is so bad. How can God love you after what you have done? And so we pray for each other and encourage each other, help each other in humility and gentleness, remembering the ultimate goal for the sinner that you are and for the sinner sitting next to you. It is not simply to get you to stop sinning continually or completely, because that we know is impossible. The goal is heaven, which comes through forgiveness for our sins. And James says, "He who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death." We can think of how Jesus dealt with sinners. Remember what happened with Peter. He was in that close inner circle of Jesus' disciples. We often hear of Peter, James, and John going along with Jesus for something. And yet when it came time to tell the truth, Peter denied even being one of Jesus' disciples, even knowing who Jesus was. Can there be a greater sin than denying God? Isn't that a sin against the first commandment? You shall have no other gods. What was Peter's God? His life, his reputation? What is your false God that you turn to at times? When Peter sinned so publicly, what did Jesus do? Luke tells us the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Why? We can't read Jesus' thoughts, but we know his heart and his will. He certainly wanted Peter to repent of that sin. Was Jesus angry, smug, disappointed, sad? Whatever else Jesus was thinking, we know that he looked at Peter with the loving eyes of God. He loved Peter, even though he had denied knowing him. He loved Peter, even though Peter had failed to witness for the truth. He loved Peter in spite of so many and so frequent failures, as he loves us in spite of all our failures. Jesus looked at Peter so that Peter would remember what Jesus had told him earlier, that he prophesied this denial, but that he would also know Jesus' loving forgiveness. For part of Jesus' prophecy also said, Satan has asked for you, Peter, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have returned to me, strengthen your brethren. Jesus wanted Peter to be with him in heaven. When Jesus looks at him, Peter is reminded that he predicted this denial, but he's also reminded that Jesus promised that he would return, that he would repent and return and strengthen his fellow believers. If anyone among you wanders from the truth, if someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death. Jesus wants that for you also, and for the sinner sitting next to you. Sometime, in some way, God may use you to help that person return to God, perhaps by a terrible confrontation, perhaps by a gentle reminder, perhaps by your example. Not an example of sinlessness, that can never be, but an example of a repentant sinner who trusts in God's forgiveness through Christ. This work is in God's hands, and he will use us as his tools and instruments to save the lost and to save the lost. Repentance and conversion, whenever it comes, is by God the Holy Spirit, who calls us out of darkness, who enlightens us with his truth, who sanctifies and keeps us in the Christian faith. If a friend has wandered from the truth, pray for that friend. If a friend has fallen into sin, pray for them, and be an example of a Christian believer who is repentant and trusting in God's forgiveness. God will use you in an appropriate way, a loving way, to seek his lost sheep and bring them back into the flock of the Good Shepherd. Remember that Jesus has looked at you too. He knows your sin. He takes away your sin. He offers eternal life to all who believe in him. May God turn us from our error, save our soul from death, and cover the multitude of our sins, that we may be with him in everlasting life. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen.